that in a setting very much like this, and it's what we're going to be looking at and the center of everything we're going to experience over these next 6 weeks. And, you know, it was a story that took place in a boat, a little bit bigger boat than this. There were some fishermen, and these fishermen were out in the elements, and they got a bit freaked out. Now, I don't know if you've ever been around fishermen, you know, deep sea fishermen. I mean, not only do they smell like salt and taste like salt, and, you know, their language is salty. I mean, these are like gnarly, gnarly dudes that are out in the waters, but which says something about what Jesus was about. In fact, these are the guys that Jesus called to be out on his team, and these are like ruffians. These are guys who are rough around the edges. These are guys who weren't afraid to be out in the elements. Well, at one particular time, there was a story where they were out in a boat like this, and all of a sudden, the water kicked up, and the boat began to rock a bit. The waves began to kick up, and these guys got afraid. Now, I'll tell you what, when a fisherman gets afraid out on the waters, you know that is a bad day. All right, that was a bad day when fishermen become afraid. And so, you know, not only was bravery something that took these guys through this storm, but it was something that actually took them to an entirely different place. And so, you know, when this storm kicked off, these guys kind of hunkered down. They began to settle into the boat. And all of a sudden, off in the distance, there was a figure that began to emerge on the water. In fact, Peter was the guy who got up, and he said, hey, guys, look, is that Jesus out there? Hey, look. He's like, Jesus, is that you? Guys, I think that's Jesus. Jesus, hey, Jesus, if that's you, I want you to tell me to come out to you. And sure enough, that's exactly what Jesus did. He said, come on out. And so Peter, he went over to the side of the boat, and he begins to kind of step out, and he can't get all the way down. It's a little further than he can reach, and so all of a sudden he takes a step of faith, and the water holds him. And he keeps his eyes on Jesus, and he just begins to walk toward him. And then the story says that all of a sudden he looked around him, and he noticed the waves and the wind, and immediately he began to sink. And in that moment, Jesus reached out, and he grabbed him, and he brought him up. He said, oh, you, Peter, you of little faith. And in essence, what he was really saying was he was saying, hey, Peter, you were doing so good. I mean, you had so much faith as you were walking out to me. And you know, sometimes when people interpret this story, you know, sometimes they see Peter as just kind of a spiritual simpleton. They're like, well, you know, Peter, man, if he would have just kept his eyes on Jesus instead of noticing, you know, the circumstances around him, the wind and the waves, man, Peter would have been fine. Listen, that's about the stupidest interpretation of that story I've ever heard, right? Listen, who are we talking about right here? We're talking about Peter, right? We're talking about Peter. We're not talking about Andrew. Andrew was in the boat. He's hunkering down. He's bracing, saying, hey, Peter, this is not a good idea. I don't think we should do this. John was always about safety. John's in the back of the boat. No, we're talking about Peter. See, Peter is the one who stepped out in bravery and actually did something new. And guess what? You know, if you're not willing to try a risk over these next 6 weeks, nothing's going to change in your life. And you know, it's the people who step out in bravery that actually go to new places, which might mean I'm going to have to try something I've never tried before. It might mean for some of us, I'm going to have to stop doing something that maybe everyone else around me is doing, and that's a step of bravery. Right? But whatever it is, we're going to have to step out in new ways. Now, it's interesting because, you know, for some of us, bravery might be saying, hey, I'm going to connect with Crosspoint each week over the next 6 weeks. And for you, you've never done 6 weeks consecutively at Crosspoint. Right? Maybe that's your bravery. Maybe it's saying, hey, I'm going to interact with the app. I'm going to do some homework during the week. I'm going to engage. Or maybe for others of us, it's saying, hey, I'm going to take the step to join a small group. You know, you've heard of small groups. You're like, man, those things freak me out. There's no way. Well, listen, Peter was freaked out when he was standing in the boat. He was freaked out. And so, you know, whatever it might be, in order for us to get to a new place, we're going to have to engage and try things we've never tried before. All right? And hey, don't miss this opportunity. All right, we've had a lot of creativity that's been going into these weeks, a lot of preparation for the next 6 weeks, and we've done that because we've been preparing you to grow. All right, and you're not going to grow. In fact, I'm asking you to consider what a step of bravery might be and to actually try something new, try something unusual. And here's the thing. You might end up out in the water. You might get a bit wet, but guess what? Even if you're wet in the water, you're going to be closer to where Jesus is than anyone who stayed exactly where they are. So, let the journey begin.
There was a time when the earth was uncharted, the seas unknown. Dark rumors told of sea monsters circling the deep and treacherous waters. Old maps warned, beyond this point there be dragons. What lay ahead was unknown and to be feared. Brave men and women traded safety and security for boldness and adventure. Set sail over uncertain horizons, drawn by whispers and dreams of fortunes, a new life and new land. According to legend, the explorer Hernan Cortes set sail bound for Mexico to capture the world's richest treasure. It was a voyage that would change the history of the new world. He and his men were vastly outnumbered. Before charging into battle, Cortes rallied his troops one last time. He looked into the eyes of his soldiers and said three simple words that would change everything. Burn the ships. This bold move ensured that there was no turning back. They now faced victory or death. With no option for retreat, they fought knowing their lives hung in the balance. And they won. This story was a journey of great risk and the courage to take a bold step. We are all called to take new territory, find the new world in our own lives, to be bold enough to face our fears and answer Jesus' call to bravery, to step out onto the water, no matter the cost, and follow him into adventure.
If there be dragons beyond this, daggers upon us, I'll keep my eyes upon us. You'll keep me honest. When we see trouble before us, liars in court, to harness. Burn the ships. We don't need them, 'cause we aren't going back the way we came. Burn the ships. We don't need them, 'cause where we're going, we've got roads to pay. Thank you. ships, we don't need them.
My name's Kurt, and it's great to have you here with us today. We're beginning something called an all-church journey, and if you've heard about this, you might be saying, what the heck is an all-church journey? Well, you know, we've realized that when our church has grown the most, it's usually when we've all been leaning in on the same thing, when we've been kind of building a team spirit, and we've been connecting in small groups. We've been doing things during the week that help us kind of foster growth, and this all goes together with what happens here on the weekend. And so every year, we as a community dive into one of these all-church journeys, and we do it to hopefully grow spiritually and to grow our church. And so hopefully it's not just the weekend for you, but hopefully you'll do some homework during the week, which we'll explain to you here in a bit. And at the same time, we're going to have a prayer experience here coming up in a few weeks. We're also going to have small groups. If you're not in one, you'll have the opportunity to jump into one of those later today. And this is something that, you know, tens of thousands of people have already connected with us on this brave journey. It comes out of one of our partner churches in Cincinnati, and there's about five churches in the greater Indy area connecting on the journey right now. So we are a part of something bigger going on, and I'm excited to kick off the topic for this weekend, at least with the teaching portion, which is where we start every single week. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we're going to dive into this together. God, thank you that we can gather in this dark room. There's a lot of other places we could be this morning, and you have been patient with us. I know you've been patient with us because you are designing us. You're preparing for us to be here this morning. You have allowed us to come into this place. I don't believe we're here by chance, but you have brought those who need to hear what we're talking about into this place today. And I just pray, God, that this message comes at the right time, and they're going to be connected in the journey in the right time. And right now, we're just going to kind of immerse ourselves in this experience, and we are going to do that because we want to go to a new place. We all have some place in our life we want to leave and go to something new. So I just pray that that would happen. I pray that you'd be with my words, and God, that you would help them to be in sync with your heart today. I pray these things in your name and your character. Amen. Well, the big theme for this year's journey is brave. Brave. Why are we talking about bravery? Well, you know, there's a number of signs that go into this for us, you know, and others who have designed this. You know, one of the reasons is because whenever we have people fill out a connection card and they write a prayer request on the bottom, we see things that are great, awesome, people depending on God. Whenever we do a text-in moment where, you know, maybe we ask people to text something in that they're working through, oftentimes these are centered around things that we are worried about, things we're concerned about. And so, you know, we just notice that whenever we want to go do something, something new, that also requires a degree of bravery. You know, if I want to change the trajectory of my life to quit being here and start going this way, it means I'm going to have to step in to something new in order to get to that experience. So I'm going to have to be brave. We have a number of business owners, entrepreneurs here at Crosspoint. But I would even venture to say that we have more entrepreneurs per capita that are in this building week in, week out than nearly any other building in Fishers, maybe other than Launch Fishers, which is designed specifically for entrepreneurs. And why is that? Well, it's because to be an entrepreneur, you have to be willing to take risks. You have to be willing to try new things. And we are constantly kind of hammering on this theme here at Crosspoint. This is something we talk about regularly. How do we go to new places? And entrepreneurs kind of have to be willing to get in the water, if you will, and do what needs to be done to get to a new place. Every single time, you know, you're going to grow spiritually, you are going to have to do something new, all right? Anytime you go to something new, it's going to require some BQ. BQ is your bravery quotient, all right? There's a bravery quotient, which is your capacity that you have to try new things. It's your capacity to try new things when you're not guaranteed of what the outcome might be. It's your ability to step into new things even though you've never done it before. And the capacity of your BQ that you have is directly tied to how many new things you do. And how many new things you do is directly, you know, tied to how far you get ahead in life, all right? And this is, you know, applies to every area of life, not just spiritually, but definitely in our spiritual area. So in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, this great writer of wisdom says this. He says, "Where there is no vision, people perish." And so, if we don't have a direction, if we don't have a place that we want to go, he's basically saying you're going to die, right? And many of us are dying spiritually right now, right? And, I mean, we show up to church and we go through the motions, you know, we show up when we need to or we do this or that, but we're spiritually dying because we don't know where we're spiritually going. We don't have a header on where we're going. First week, big theme today is we're going to be talking about our heading. Where am I going? What am I going after? What's the thing that God is calling me to? And we're going to work on getting our heading this week, and we're going to see where we're going. And then that's going to begin to cause us to walk in that direction. And so, you know, wherever your heading begins to take you, that's where your vision is. You know, and your vision is something that, you know, it hasn't come to be yet. That's why it's a vision, because you're going after it. Now, if you've been around Crosspoint for any time at all, you've probably, you know, at least to some degree, you've probably heard that I've picked up this reputation of being fearless. You know, I'll try anything. I mean, but that's not really the case. In fact, being fearless and being brave are actually two entirely different things. All right, you can be fearless where you just like don't freak out at anything. That's one thing. Bravery is when you get a specific vision and you begin to map out a course to get to that place, to get over the barriers that are going to prevent you from getting to that place. And honestly, I'm not always a fearless person. In fact, there are many people that have a much higher capacity of fearlessness than I do. And, you know, I think back to like when I was a kid. We used to have these things called tree forts. Tree forts. Remember tree forts? Weren't those awesome, tree forts? Some of you under 30 are like, what's a tree fort? I don't know what a tree fort is. We used to have these things called woods. They were awesome, right? You're like, well, did they like come and you like hire a contractor into your backyard and have them put a bunch of 6-inch, you know, 6x6s in your yard? No, that's tree houses, all right? That's a new concept. These are tree forts. You know, we'd go into the woods. We didn't know who owned the woods. We just go into the woods. And, you know, we had no idea where we were going. We just find a tree. We'd steal our dad's hammer. We'd steal his coffee can of, you know, nails and all that kind of stuff. We'd go by some house under construction and steal a bunch of 2x4s and, you know, which I probably should go back and repay in some way. I probably broke a Ten Commandment right there. Nonetheless, you know, we were looking for scraps, and we would go out in the woods, and we would begin to build a tree fort. And, you know, it was fascinating because you would try to conserve your resources, right? You try to conserve your nails. You try to conserve your wood. So, I mean, we'd get way up in the tree. We'd have these itty-bitty little pieces of wood with, like, an 8-penny nail, you know, one, nailing it in, and we'd stand on that thing and go higher. I mean, it's crazy. It's fun. But see, here's the thing. There was always somebody in my group of friends that was more fearless than me. I mean, there was always one of my friends who went way higher than I was willing to go. I think back to when I was 7. I remember right before school started that year, We lived behind a creek, and there was this creek, you know, that when it rained a lot, it would get out of its banks. It would overflow, and it was awesome. We'd go crawdad hunting, and, you know, we'd be floating things down the creek. Well, I don't know why we did this, but for some reason, I convinced one of our neighbors to take off one of his brand new Nike shoes and make it a flotation device. And you know, it was right before school started. It was those old retro Nikes, you know, that had like all the foam in the sole. And so for some reason, we convinced him, man, dude, put it in the water here. We'll run to the other side of the street. After it goes under the road, we'll pick it up, fish it out. It'll be awesome. Well, of course, you know, you can imagine. For some reason, he did it, put it in the water. By the time we got across the street, it was gone. I mean, gone. I mean, we're chasing this thing down. I tell you what, one of the most fearless, you know, challenging moments in my life was when I was 7 and I had to walk a $30 check down to my friend Micah's house to pay for his Nike shoes. Right? I mean, I was not fearless in that moment. I remember standing up on, you know, the high dive platform at the YMCA, you know, the local YMCA, thinking, you know, why am I going to do this? And it's not like I was standing there going, man, I'm never going to jump off this thing. I mean, you know, it was just one of, I'm like, what's the point? Why would I do this? Why would I jump 25 feet down? Why would I waste my bravery on this, right? I mean, that was my excuse as a kid. And see, we're not looking to just do crazy, stupid things during this journey that give us an adrenaline rush for the sheer enjoyment of adrenaline. No, we're actually saying, okay, what is it? Where am I going? What's my heading? What is God calling me to? And what is it going to take for me to get to that place? All right, because it's going to require me doing something new. So, you know, when it comes to bravery is different. For instance, when we started Crosspoint, I remember a number of my friends back at the church I was at just saying to me, don't do it, Kurt. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, what do you mean don't do it? They're like, oh, man, why are you going to go do something new? I mean, you're going to go to a place that doesn't exist. You're going to not have a paycheck. You've got a steady paycheck here. Why would you give up a steady paycheck to go someplace that can't pay you yet and doesn't have an existence? And you know what's funny about that is that place is no longer in existence. They thought, oh, man, this is a stable place. You know, don't step out of here. It doesn't exist anymore. It exists in a new form. And so, you know, we said, hey, we've got a heading. We've got a vision to create a church for people who don't like church. We have way too many of our friends have given up on church, but they haven't given up on God, and we need to create a place for them. Well, that's the kind of bravery I could muster. So I don't know what it is for you. I don't know what your vision is or where you want to go, what God might be putting on your heart, but I can tell you, you're not doing it right now. That's why it's a vision, because it's something that has yet to come to be, and in order to get there, you're going to have to try something new. And so we're going to try to foster that over these next 6 weeks. So Luke chapter 5. All right, if you have the Crosspoint app, you can hit the Bible button in there, and you can go right to this story. This is a classic scene of bravery with Jesus, and there's principles in this that we're going to tap into over the next 6 weeks. Here's how the story goes. It says, on one occasion, while the crowd was pressing on him to hear the word of God, this is pressing on Jesus, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, also known as the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's. Now, Simon is also named Peter. He later becomes Peter. So every now and then, you're going to hear me like flip-flop on his name. All right, Simon and Peter, same guy. So Simon, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Now, a few interesting things in this passage right here. Look at a few of these words right here. We have crowd. We have fishermen, which is plural. We have people, which is plural. We see they're talking about men, which is plural. They're talking about, you know, fishermen. These are all, there's a crowd going on right here. What's happening here? First big idea this morning, bravery always happens in front of other people. Bravery always happens in a crowd. Now, we're never brave when we're in our own houses by ourselves. All right? We're never brave when we're sitting watching television by ourselves. We're never brave when we're sitting behind, you know, the email thinking, oh, man, I'm going to really tell them what I think. That's not bravery. All right? We're never brave when we're in our personal prayer time, never brave when we're on a personal retreat. You know, those are all okay, necessary things. Bravery always happens with other people. This is why the critical thing that you're going to have to do over these next 6 weeks is you're going to have to, if you want to get the most spiritually, you're going to have to get into a small group. You're going to have to. Now, I'm not saying you have to, like, you're not welcome here if you don't get into a small group. I'm just saying that if you want more of God, if you want more of what God wants for you, you can't just come into this dark room by yourself. You can't just come and do your app stuff, you know, on your own. You can't just come to the prayer experience by yourself. Those things will help you a bit. You're going to have to be around other people who are going in the same direction. And listen, I've learned this. In fact, as I think back over my life, every significant thing that I've experienced in my life has been around other people. Every single one. I mean, I get up in the morning, I pray, and have personal time with God. I mean, that's very important to me. But if I were to think about the top 10 times that something significant happened in my life, at least 9 of them, I'd say, yeah, I was with this group of people, or I was with that group of people. Because, see, we cannot grow spiritually when we're not getting out in front with other people. All right? No question. No question about it. In fact, for me, there's no question to me. The reason that I feel, you know, reasonably competent in my job, it's not because I went to a great, you know, college and studied ministry, though I'm glad I did. It's not that, you know, I've been a pastor for 20 years, though it's been a good ride. You know, it's not that, you know, for years I've done personal and spiritual development, but I never went to seminary. I don't regret that at all. I don't regret it at all. You know, it's because, the reason I'm common is because I have weekly ongoing relationships, conversations, and interactions with growing leaders, growing other pastors, leaders, people who have been in my seat. Some of them are way down the road from me, and I'm constantly learning and being encouraged by them. Others of them are kind of behind me in development, and I'm coaching them along. But the foundation of why I so frequently feel confident is because I'm constantly surrounded by other people. I have 5 or 6 guys that speak into me on a regular basis. And I might see one of those guys do something phenomenal in their ministry, in their church. I'm like, man, way to go. Awesome job. You know, I'm encouraging them. Or I might see another guy or gal that I connect with, you know, do something really bold in relationships with their friends. You know, they have a really big influence on their circle of influence. And I'm like, man, I want to be like that. So I get inspired by them. There's no question. I mean, my grades in school were decent. But this has nothing to do with my grades in school. If it weren't for this group of people, I'm not who I am. And Crosspoint is not who Crosspoint is. Because bravery, new things, always happen when other people are around. Eric Greshens, he's a former Navy SEAL, a guy that's currently working with men from the military of PSD, and he says this. He says, the reality is that great risk takers often have a safe place to retreat to, a place of confidence and security that enables them to dare greatly. Children who fall from the tree to the arms of their loving parents, adults to their homes, to their spouses, to their friends, or to their hobbies. And so we have to have a small group to retreat to. You've got to do that, and it's not too late, right? There's still time. We're going to tell you later how you can get into a group this morning. It's not too late to do that. Story continues. Verse 4. It says, and when he had finished speaking, this is Jesus speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch. Jesus says right here, put out. Would never think Jesus would say that, do you? He says, hey, put out. No, it's not talking in that way. He's talking about it in an appropriate way. He says, hey, put out, push out from here, leave the place where you are and go to a new place, all right? Bravery, number 2, second big idea, bravery fuels the new. He says, push out. I remember the first time I was ever in the deep end of the pool. Right, I remember, you know, being at the local YMCA. I'd been in swimming lessons, and all of a sudden, I'm told to go to the deep end, and it flat freaked me out. I remember thinking, "Oh my word! Is the water in the deep end like the water in the shallow end? You know, the 3-foot end?" Anybody else remember going into the deep water for the very first time when you were swimming? Anyone? Yeah, a few of you. Yeah, anybody remember? You know, the first time you used like dandruff shampoo? No? Anybody remember? You know, I don't know, your first fast food meal. Running a red light. Now, see, why is it that when we're brave, it gets cemented in our minds? See, I'm thinking, man, is my treading water, you know, stroke going to work in the deep end? I mean, is that water the same as it is when I can do it in the 3-foot? You know, I can't even see down there. I mean, is Jaws down there? I can't even see the bottom. You know, that's when Jaws, that was back like when Jaws, it just came out. I'm like, man, Jaws going to come up and, you know, get me. You know, and so it flat freaked me out. That's what the deep end does. That's why it's called the deep end. See, it's a place we haven't been before. For some of us, there may be some introspection that we've never had. We've never had interaction with others. That's a deep end for us. And so it's called bravery for a reason. See, it's not called common knowledge. Common knowledge is after you've been there already. It's called bravery because we're going someplace we've never been. And here's the thing. You can't grow through common knowledge, right? You're never going to, you know, grow by just doing things better, right? You're never going to grow by finally, you know, just accepting common knowledge. Common knowledge doesn't get you to new places. You grow when you try something new. This is why every single person in the Bible, you know, that we are inspired by, people who have done great things, you know, why do we remember them? It's because they tried something new. Think about it. Abraham, Father Abraham. God says, I want you to create a brand new nation. Abraham's going, oh, I don't know how to do that. You know, we have Noah. Noah starts building an ark, and people around him are like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm trying something new. I'm building a boat on dry land. All right, he's trying something new. You know, we have people like, you know, Jesus. Jesus, you know, establishes a new covenant. There are new prophecies. Even like Deborah, one of the first Old Testament women who has a macro leadership experience. She's leading the nation of Israel. She's just like Abraham. Abraham's going, man, I don't know. I've never done this before. Noah's saying, I've never built a boat before. Deborah's going, as a woman, I've never led a nation before. See, all of these people are heroes because they tried something new. The tested, you know, methods don't get us to a new place. All right, we don't grow by just honing in our systems a little bit better. Jesus says, push out. Push out, get away from the shore, and try something new. In fact, here's what Peter said. It says, and Simon answered, Master, we've toiled all night and took nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets. And when he had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. So Simon right here is like, dude, he's like, Jesus, I know you're a good teacher. I get that. You've done a lot of good healing, but how about leaving the fishing to the fishermen, all right? I mean, I don't tell you how to teach. I don't tell you how to heal people. How about you not tell us how to troll for fish? Deal? All right? He's like, listen, I mean, you're good at some things, you know, Jesus, you're really good at things, but this is like real world work right here, right? I mean, we got to catch fish for a living so we can survive. I know how to do this. I'm pretty good at this, been doing it my whole life. Jesus says, push out. I want you to push out. And see what Jesus is asking Peter to do right here is something different than what Peter normally does. See, it's lunchtime, right? It's the middle of the day. All right, it's noontime. Every fisherman knows fishing in the middle of the day is the worst time of day to catch fish, right? I mean, if you want to catch fish, when do you catch fish? You catch them in the morning, right? Because they're ready for a little breakfast. Or you catch them in the evening because they're ready for like a before I go to bed snack. Fish don't eat in the middle of the day. You know what a fish do in the middle of the day? They dive deep because the water gets warm and they get tired and they go down and sleep. Jesus says, hey, I want you to try something new. Now, this is not like death-defying bravery, right? I mean, it's not like he's like, oh, go risk your life. He's like, I just want you to try something new. Third big idea, bravery brings breakthrough. Bravery brings breakthrough. So they've been out fishing. They've not gotten anything all night. And they decide, all right, we're going to go on in. And this is interesting right here. Because they run into Jesus on the shore, and this is the, you've heard of like BYOB, right? Bring your own beer. This is the BAYW right here. That's what this is. This is the BAYW test is what it's called. This is where Jesus says, it tells them to do something, and they go, but at your word, Jesus, but at BAYW, but at your word. They're like, I don't think it's going to work. We've done it already. We know what we're doing. But because we trust you, Jesus, but at your word, see, there are going to be things over these next few weeks that you and I are going to be asked to do by God. And you're not going to understand them, right? But you're going to be asked to do them. And you're going to have the decision to say, okay, am I going to do my experience? Or am I going to say, but I don't know, God, but at your word, God, I will do this. I love this scene right here, right? They're going, okay, Jesus, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll push off. You know, it's kind of like when you ask your kids to go mow the grass, and they're like, all right, I'll do it. I mean, it's going to grow in like 5 days, but I'll do it anyway. You know, they go out. Picture this. They go out, and they probably kind of pitch their nets nonchalantly. All right, Jesus, there you go. We put them into the water. See what happens. And they go to pull those nets in, and something crazy takes place right here. And I don't know exactly how this takes place, all right? I don't know if God, you know, Jesus uses his, like, Superman x-ray vision powers to look into the water below where they're at, and he just sees a whole school of fish. He's like, man, I'm going to school these men right here. I'm gonna show them they can do something new. I don't know if he does that. I don't know if he taps into his divinity and being also God. And, you know, the God who knit together you and I in our mother's womb, the God who knows the placement of every single deer and antelope and raccoon and snake, even at this moment on the face of the earth. I don't know if he's just like, hey, I just know there's fish right here. I don't know. So here's the thing. Whatever happens, they're like, guys, come on over. We can't manage this. Come help us. They're like bringing the nets in. You know, they're getting gushing water. There's so many fish, and they get it into the boat, and it's like thump. You know, it lands in the boat, and the boat begins to sink because there's so many fish, and they begin rowing toward the shore. I mean, they've got this massive catch, more fish than they've ever brought in, and it was in the most inopportune time of the day, worst conditions ever. You know what Peter does? Peter drops to his knees. He goes, oh my word, I'm not worthy, Jesus. They're rowing in. Peter just drops to his knees. He says, I'm not worthy, Jesus, to be in front of you. In fact, here's what it actually says. It says, he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken in. When's the last time you were astonished? When's the last time you saw God do something and it just totally blew you away? I don't know what that time is for you, but I can tell you what preceded it. What preceded it is you passed the BAYW test. But at your word, Jesus, I don't understand it. Not really sure how this is going to go. See, before that, you know what you did? You did something brave. You actually did something new, and you're like, oh my goodness, God's so awesome. God's so faithful. I experienced so much of God right here. If you're not experiencing God much right now, you're probably not very brave. You're trying nothing new. I want us to be astonished. I want us to be astonished over these next 6 weeks. I want us to have such an awareness of the presence and the awesomeness and the awe of God over these next 6 weeks that I just want us to be in that place where we're like, oh my word, you know what's going to precede that? You're going to have to be brave on something. You have to step into something new. You're going to have to pass the, but at your word, Jesus, test. When's the last time you tried something new? When's the last time you actually stepped out of what you know? See, most people, they stop doing this after they graduate from high school or college. And the only reason we do it in high school and college is because you're forced to. You're constantly in environments where you're forced to do new things. And you know, new things cause us to be uncomfortable. New things cause us to, you know, feel like we're inadequate. You know, new things, we're not sure how it's going to work out. But I'll tell you what, every breakthrough that ever comes is because somebody tried something new. We don't learn from doing the same things over and over. We don't learn from honing our management experiences. You know, more efficient processes aren't going to take you to a new place. You know, upholding higher moral standards not going to get you to a new place. All right, try those things. Nothing wrong with those things, but you're only going to have that kaboom, that load of fish in your boat moment when you step out and you get on the plane of God and you try something new. The Inseri X Space competition. Maybe you heard of this, maybe you didn't. A number of months ago, there's an Inseri X Space competition where an entrepreneur basically said anybody that can take their own personal spacecraft up to space and back two times in 1 week will be awarded a $10 million prize. And there are all kinds of people that tried it. There was one guy, he's actually a partner with a group of people that actually accomplished it. Here's what he said right after he did it. He said, the day before something is truly a breakthrough, it's a crazy idea. Have you ever noticed that? The day before something is actually a breakthrough, man, it's crazy. Why would you be doing that? Listen, we've had tons of major breakthroughs here at Crosspoint. In fact, you're sitting in one right now. The fact that we're sitting here right now, you know, we moved in this building a year ago, and I tell you what, I was in an email conversation just this week with the guy who was with the lending group that helped us fund this building. And when we first started talking about this building, nobody would run with us. Nobody would lend to us. Everybody were going, man, in the volatile market that we're in, you know, you guys only being 7 years old, there's no way we're going to lend you, you know, what you guys need. And so I'll never forget when we met Bruce, and he met with about 10 of our leaders here at Cross Point a couple years ago, 2.5 years ago, we're sitting in Houlihan's. He shows up a little late. His plane was delayed. He gets to the table. He's like, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea why I'm here. He's like, you guys are like way out of the scope of lending we usually do. It doesn't make sense on paper. We just felt like God said, go. You need to meet with him. He said, I'm just going to be honest. I have no idea why I'm here. Well, here's what was so cool. This past week, I was emailing Bruce some updates on, you know, just cool things happening around here. And here's what he said. He said, Kurt, my only question to you is when are we starting the next project? I'm like, what? And I'm like, here's a dude 2.5 years ago. He's like, I don't even know why I'm here. God told me to go. You guys are way out of our scope. And now he's saying, you know why? Because it's common knowledge. He's been there before. See, what is your heading? What is God asking you to do? Where is he asking you to go? Why are you supposed to get on this? All right, that's what you're going to get clear on this week through working with the app. You've got to get a heading to be brave to get to a new place. Another brave thing we're doing around here is, if in case you haven't noticed, there's going to be no paper with the journey this year. All right. If you've been on a journey before, then you know that usually we've got these slick guides that you work with. They're awesome. And when I heard this year that, you know, there was an app being developed for the journey, I'm like, oh, love an app. That's going to be awesome. Then I immediately went, oh, this is going to be a great reason for everybody to bail on engaging with the journey, right? I don't like apps. I can't engage with an app. I can't take notes. You know, and so, you know, listen, I can tell you something. If you haven't downloaded the app, we're going to show you how to do it in just a moment. It is awesome. All right, it is so integrated. It's going to be so engaging, and it's actually going to immerse us deeper with one another and deeper with God. It's going to work really, really well. All right. And by the way, we don't have enough paper because we built too many tree forts, you know, growing up. We can't print all that stuff anymore. So, you know, why are we doing new things? It's because we want to go to new places. We want to go to new places, and we want to feel more of God, we want to experience more of his goodness, and we want to be astonished. Anybody else want to experience that and be excited about the brave journey? Yeah, all right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a couple logistical things. We're going to help you see how you can engage at a deeper level than this right here. So take a look at the screens.
This is the Brave app. It's pretty great. You can download it right from Apple's App Store or the Google Play Store. Just go to either store and search for Brave Crossroads. Oh, say yes to push notifications. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a compatible device, no worries. You can access the Brave app online at thebravejourney.com. Then, set up your profile. It's the usual stuff. Name, email, profile pic. All right, you're in.
Yes.
Think of Brave as a game. Each week, you move through levels, answering questions and completing challenges. And along the way, you'll get badges. Everybody loves badges. The Brave app is designed to be done together. Click on that profile pic to find people in your Brave group, send messages, and stay connected. When it's group time, the app is like a party game with questions and challenges to help you process your journeys together. So that's the Brave app. You're gonna love it.
All right, so who's ready to jump into the deep end on the Brave journey? Know the neat thing about this? Oh, good. Yeah, go ahead. Feel free to applaud. You know what the neat thing about this entire journey is that it's everybody here at Cross Point is going to be engaged with it. So if you've got kids in our kids' environments, on Sunday morning, they're going to be going through a Brave journey that's appropriate for their age group. If you are a student in 7th through 12th grade or you've got kids in that age group, our Cross Point Student Ministry, CSM, on Monday nights is going to be going through the Brave journey. In fact, on Monday nights, that's going to be part of their small group experience as well. So everybody's going to be engaged in this. Now, this is exciting. So let's go through some of the details and logistics to get you started going on this. And if you've got any questions about this, any questions about the Brave journey, feel free to see me out in the commons area. Kurt or any of our staff members will be happy to walk you through any of the questions that you may have for this. Now, when you walked in, you got a weekly. And in the weekly, we've got some things for you. We've got this decal that you can put on the back of your car. Is that what we call it, a sticker? A decal? A decal. All right, you got a sticker. that you can put on the back of your car or whatnot.
A decal.
A decal?
I like that.
A decal. Trying to be a little folksy once again. Again, relate to the people.
Because that's what we think of you as.
Sure, that's
folksy.
True. Yeah, I know. We also have these cards for you to use to invite friends to come to Crosspoint, maybe co-workers, or just to get involved. There's going to be ways in which people who are maybe not even engaged here at Crosspoint can get involved in this Brave journey. So we have those resources for you. But when you walked in, you got the weekly. If you could take out the connection card, we talk about the connection card each week here at Crosspoint. Now, your partner, regular attender, fill out the front of this card. If you're a guest with us this morning, we're really glad that you're here as we kick off this journey. If you could fill out the front of this card too, put as much information on here as you feel comfortable sharing with us, we really would appreciate that. But each week here at Crosspoint, we're very intentional. On the back of the card, we've got next steps, and we want to walk you through those next steps right now. So step one, you'll notice in the back says, I'm going to return to Crosspoint each week during the course of the journey. Now, you've already completed the first step because you're here this Sunday morning, so congratulations, good job. If you want to give yourself a round of applause, go ahead, or don't. No, you don't have to. No, seriously, you don't have to. You don't have to. Let's not get
carried away.
That's right. But we want to encourage you to be here over these next 6 weeks. I know fall break, if you've got kids in school, falls in there. If you are in town, it's really important for you to be here. So that is step one. Step two, you saw in the video, is download the app. Make sure you download that app. If you don't have a smartphone or tablet to download that to, you can access the Brave Journey, the content, through thebravejourney.com, thebravejourney.com. Again, if you've got any questions about the app, downloading it, signing up, how it works, see me or, again, any of our staff team out in the commons area or shoot us an email during the course of the week. Call us. We will walk you through it. We will step you through each part of it. We want everybody to have that app or go to the website and be engaged. Now, the third step is one of the most important steps in here, and that is get into a group. How many of you are in a group so far? Okay, a number of you. Now, if you're not in a group, here's the good news. You're not late getting into a group. By Crosspoint time, you are just on time. We are a last-minute culture here at Crosspoint. So if you already have the Crosspoint app on your phone or on your tablet, and you've got that with it, open that Crosspoint app now. We're going to walk you through how to get engaged into a group if you're not into a group, okay? So as you go to the Crosspoint app, oh, it's right there. Click on this handsome guy here where it says, What's Happening?
What's happening?
And then from there, you're going to click on Join a Brave Journey Group. So we do that. And then from there, we're going to search groups, okay? So here, you're going to find all the different groups that you have an opportunity to get engaged in here at Crosspoint. We've got groups that meet on different nights of the week. We've got groups that meet in different neighborhoods. We have groups with people that have kids that are going to be welcoming of your kids to come, and you can take care of babysitting things together, and you can figure those details out. So if you've got questions about that, we can help you get into the right group for that. We've got group that if you just want to be in a group with men, you can do that. We've got group with women. Again, our students are in there. So as we go through here, oh, look at this. These people look like wonderful people to get into their group. So you just click on register under the group that you want to be in.
Oh, hey, that's my group.
Yeah. And then, okay.
John's
in a group, so that's good.
Good.
So really all you need to do is put your first name, your name in there, and then your email, and then boom, you are signed up for a group. If you don't have the smartphone or you don't have the app with you right now, we're going to have iPads out in the commons area just outside of the coffee bar area. I'll be out there. Kurt will be out there. We can actually help you get into a group now. We've got signs up with the QR code, so you can just use your smartphone for that. That will take you to this sign-up page, too. So you have an opportunity to get signed up into a group before you go. Again, if you've got any questions about getting into a group, I'd be happy to walk you through that out in the commons area. Now, one more option. If you are not a host, but you're thinking of some people in your life that'd be like, man, this would be so great if they could be journeying along with us in this. I know they could really benefit from this. Well, encourage them to download the Brave Journey app too. And really, you can kind of start a side group if you want to with some people who might not be engaged here at Crosspoint. So just a great way for you to get involved and get other people involved. But we can't stress the small group part of the journey experience enough. I know for me personally, when I look over past journeys, I just even think about last year's journey consumed, about how the financial aspect of that really prepared my family for a season that we just recently came through. I can remember the home journey that we did a number of years ago, how that helped me reconcile some things with my past and with my parents, and really helped me as a husband and as a father moving forward. And then I remember the very first journey I was a part of here at Cross Point. At the end of that journey, I got baptized for the very first time in my life, just days before my 40th birthday. That kind of change, that kind of radical change can happen in your life. And we're really excited about the opportunity that's here for all of us to go to new places, for God to really empower us to be brave. If you're looking for change in your life, it can happen as a result of this journey. So we're really excited that you're with us this morning. We hope you get plugged into a group. You really need to. Again, you've got any questions, let us know about that. But as we get ready to leave this morning, the band's got one more song as we go on into this journey about what it means to be brave.